Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
What a fantastic sale. Use the code word Kate. It helps the show. You can get up to 90% off right now. Take advantage of it. Stock up for Christmas. So many deals that Mike is doing, and it also helps expose election fraud. Thanks, you guys. Use the code word Kate.
Common?
I started working in a hospital when I was 14. I learned through some hard experiences that health isn't just about longevity. It's about quality of life. Working with patients, trying to get them to eat more fruits and vegetables, it just was impossible. Most of my patients were eating less than 3 servings of fruits or vegetables a day. That's when I decided I need to find a different way. That's how I developed Balance of Nature. It gives your body the chemistry it needs to help your cells run at their optimum. It's real. It's real science. It's real fruits and vegetables. And it's real people. I would attribute the success of Balance of Nature going from a back room in my practice to millions of servings of fruits and vegetables being served to the world every single day to the simple fact that it works.
As a special holiday offer, get $25 off plus a free fiber and spice with your first preferred order. Use discount code KATE.
The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer, and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Natural weather is now no more. Rising temperatures are intensifying California's atmospheric river. This report states as storms get warmer and wetter, the state's flood control system is struggling to keep up. Climate change, the report says, is supercharging floods and droughts. Let's correct that headline. Climate engineering weather warfare operations are supercharging an already broken global climate system. Climate intervention operations are the single most destructive and dangerous human activity, short of nuclear annihilation, which is likely also on the near-term horizon. Any and all so-called climate science experts, so-called meteorologists, so-called elected public officials, or matrix media minions that deny the ongoing, shockingly obvious climate engineering atrocities are either criminally ignorant or lying. Take your pick. This is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
Hi there. Live today. And yes, I had Dane on the show. Didn't we? I think I had him on a couple of times, actually. Anyway, big show today. Carrie Made, Dr. Carrie Made is coming on. We have a lot of very controversial things to talk about. And then, of course, Farmer Kurt might be calling in, talking about giving us a little update on some things going on. And a lot to talk about. The new hashtag trad wife, traditional wife. Oh, my gosh. I do want to talk about that. The coach fired for praying before the game, awarded $2 million. He sued. Oh, there's just so much. So much. I love this. And Moderna, they're trying to give a little secret bailout too. All kinds of things. And then there was a big hullabaloo about SUU having Elder Holland, Jeffrey R. Holland, speak If you don't know who that is, he's an apostle in the LDS church, my church. Can you imagine a petition saying, don't come to speak because people are so triggered? Can you believe this? He's a really, really kind, wonderful speaker. Wonderful speaker. In fact, up at BYU, he didn't even say really much about the LGBT, just kind of put it in its proper place a little bit. And wasn't even anything that was just, it was very, very mild. And the BYU students went nuts. A faction of the BYU students went absolutely crazy. And so that now we've got these SUU students going completely crazy over him even coming to speak because he dares to say what needs to be said. His comments weren't even upsetting about LGBT. They just wanted them to be. They wanted to find offense at BYU, and they did. And isn't that sad? I mean, think about that. BYU is a church school. There was an article, an op-ed about, you know, we can disagree and be respectful and things like that. And that removing him as a teacher teaches these students that threats toward an individual are okay and have no consequence. And I have to, I mean, it is absolutely the most asinine thing I've heard in a very long time. Utah University, SUU should be so embarrassed for having this even happen. This group of students, right? I liked the op-ed, but I'm so shocked, aren't you? You can't say anything. You can't say anything about the LGBT unless it's, I am 100% on board with whatever they want to do. If you say that, they love you. If you're the least bit critical of the political messaging of LGBT, the least bit, you will get death threats. You will have kids triggered. It's embarrassing. It's just embarrassing for SUU. Who would have thought that, right? We live in a very, very red half of the state down here. This is supposed to be very conservative down here. But these universities are turning these kids into these wuss bags that from hell that can't listen to anybody say anything about what they might be doing. I'm just in shock. But it wouldn't surprise me even down here at Dixie State. Because of the way the Biff runs the college on a pack of lies, and they've got Jordan with his pack of lies over there trying to sell everybody on Utah Tech University, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody like Jeffrey R. Holland was asked to come speak and they allowed the huge, huge protests over it and actually gave into it. It wouldn't surprise me at all, knowing the level of integrity that Biff Williams has. And those running the college, like Professor Michael, we call him LaGlobia. He's Mr. UN, right? And I wanted to start off today with just, I'm so embarrassed for Southern Utah University, SUU, and what they've become and what they're allowing to be themselves to become. And I'm just in shock, I guess, as to what we're getting to. To have thoughts and feelings about Elder Holland's speech. Elder Holland's speech was so mild, so mild. Oh my gosh. He just said, you know, stand for something. Stand for the Bible, stand for the scriptures, stand for the Book of Mormon, stand for all of these things. And that was the big trigger message. How dare he say that? Can you imagine that? How dare he say that? I'm so in shock still. It's amazing. So two meetings tonight. Number one, you can go to the county commissioner's meeting at 4:00. They're going to vote on new voting machines. You might want to be there for that. 4:00 tonight, March 21st. okay? And find out what they're up to. I don't trust these county commissioners. I think they are fools. I think they try to do anything that guarantees a new career move. So, you know, I'm not impressed with them. I don't like what they're doing. I think that it's horrific. I think them turning a blind eye to election fraud was horrific. And even going as far as to say that if they did a count, that would be wrought with fraud and that the machines are perfect. So we know the machines aren't perfect, especially after an 80-page report came out and said they weren't perfect. They still refused to do anything. All hat and no cattle, the three of them, Manny, Moe, and Jack. So 4 o'clock tonight, they're going to be voting on new machines, and you might want to be there, find out what they're up to. Also, Sand Hollow, Sand Mountain, tonight, so right after the county commissioner's meeting at 5 o'clock at the St. George Library, just down the road, is the final meeting preparing or regarding for the future of the West Rim area trails, including West Rim Light, West Rim, Super Smash Brothers, Mind Threat, John's Trail, Sliplock Gulch, Renegade, and Faulty Towers, as well as all the dispersed camping allowed on the Long Valley exit on Highway 7 by Sand Hollow. And here's the issue. A land developer wants to do a land swap with his land near the water tank on Warner Valley Road with the BLM for the West Rim Long Valley area. And this is the same developer that went after the front of Sand Mountain 6 years ago and tried to get the razzle dazzle slash declined and the test track on to the east side. This is the same guy building the DH Horton subdivision. He wants to develop this land into lakefront property and an RV park. He wants to take the trails that belong to the people to accomplish this end goal. And it will put houses where there are no houses. It will create a noise issue with residents that do not like OHV use. So you can see how this is going to go. It is the beginning of closing the access to the public, the very public OHV trails. So if you live in the St. George area, attend the meeting tonight. Bring your written comments to the St. George Library in room B88? I can't read. Anyway, you'll find it. It's 5 to 7 o'clock, and they're trying to hone in on all of the OHV trails. I really enjoy going out there. It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun to ride around and to have that kind of fun here. And I don't know. I hope many of you will attend that 5 to 7 o'clock tonight and stop letting them get away with this. Stephanie, you need to email your comments to Stephanie_Trujillo@BLM.gov. L. Goff, G-O-F-F, @BLM.gov. L. McCall, @BLM.gov. And then BLM_UT_SGFO_comments@BLM.gov. Need to let them know that this is not okay. We've got to fight this stuff. This is just, it's getting ridiculous, is it? Isn't it? Do you guys find this? And not happy. This is all about Sand Hollow, Sand Mountain, the place where everybody does their recreating. And this guy wants to do a land swap with his land near the water tank in Warner Valley. He wants this piece to build houses and RV parks on. And it's going to be up to everybody to tell him no. So unless they hear from you, they think it's great. It's not. We got speakers trying to speak. We got land grabs. There was an excellent article about how we've lost millions of acres of land, and just how what makes that happen. And it's things like this. We just continuously lose it. We just continuously bid goodbye. And I know that people don't want to. I know that we want to keep these areas. This is what makes this area special. But there was this huge article by Saul Zemet talking about how government lost 15 million acres of public land in the United States. Lost? I'll talk about that when I come back. Lost. Okay. But tonight, two meetings, one at 4 o'clock, county commissioners, voting machines. Make sure you're always present when they're doing stuff. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them, these three county commissioners. And also, then 5 o'clock, go to the St. George Library and fight this guy's land deal with the BLM. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Star Jamie Block. It's an oldie. Oh, this is probably like two decades ago. Anyway, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. And I love our wonderful sponsors of this show. Southwest Vision. Love those guys. I love my glasses. I really love my glasses. And I love the service they give. Southwest Vision. It's just amazing. Dr. Paul Gooch. I'd refer anyone to him. I also wanted to say Beehive Rentals. If you need any rental equipment, and I mean anything, John the Wheelman was on here Friday talking about them too. They are so good. And their prices are great. They're good people. Go to Beehive. Beehive Rental. You'll love these guys. They have everything. Big cats all the way down to power tools. So you don't have to buy them. You can actually just rent them from them. And they'll give you a great price. Also, ABC Auto. Make sure and get over to ABC Auto. ABC Auto is fantastic, and they'll fix your car right up and work with the insurance companies. They have relationships with the insurance companies. They're there for you. And I love that they're willing to do all the work and help. And I think they do a heck of a job. I'm so proud of what they do. ABC Auto. Just think ABC. If you're in an accident of any kind, ABC Auto's the guy, okay? That is the one. So, of course, the meeting's tonight, 4 p.m., message about the voting machines. So make sure they are going to be voting on that. We have to keep an eye on these county commissioners. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. I am... I'm really sad at the performance job of these three county commissioners. Really sad to see what they've done to this area. They've been in office a long time. And we have less land. We have less freedom. We have less integrity in voting because of them. To me, that's not a stellar track record. Not even in the least. So make sure you get to that meeting. And then at 5 to 7, just down the road at St. George City Library, just a couple of blocks down, at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, you can fight for these lands because there's going to be a lot of people there really concerned about the fact that we have only so many places to go around here that we can go and recreate like that. And, of course, BLM is considering this land swap for this guy, this developer. To develop houses and RV park right there. There's lots of other places to go put houses and RV parks, okay? You don't have to ruin the one place that we recreate around here. And Sand Hollow, people come here to recreate and go into this nice reservoir. And of course, somebody's got to put a bunch of houses on it, right? They just got to. So we got to fight it. That's 5 to 7. And... I hate the taking of land constantly. There was an article about this, how the government lost 15 million acres of public land in the United States. How they lost track of almost three states worth of public land. And only an institution with so little incentive and ability to allocate resources could have such a catastrophic waste of potential. I don't think it's lost. I think it's stolen. I think it's taken. Now, this article goes on and on about it, but I actually feel like land is taken for many, many reasons. Around here, it's taken for tortoises that don't even live here. But they transport them from California in the beginning and then put them here and then stole land for them here. And there were so many people. Betty Ariel, who used to be in the city council, she was the one that was really involved in the stealing of land for the tortoise, government stealing of land. Betty Ariel was. And so many that served with her on the council, and then also the county commissioners at the time. It was just terrible. And I did a whole story on that because I wanted to show all the lies that they do when they take land. It's just horrific. But there's a lot of landlocked land, things like that, that this article talks about. I'll give this article to Susan. Maybe she can put this up in show notes. But there's just so much there to unpack, I know. I also wanted to see what you thought about the impending Trump arrest. I talked about this yesterday. I'm sorry to laugh. It's just that I actually really like Trump. I really do. So know that when I'm talking about him. I don't find anything wrong with him. I think he's great. And I think his Twitter was great. I think he was great. But we do know that a lot of things went through when he was president that shouldn't have. And that's because in the cabal working behind the scenes, Congress, the Senate, they made things happen, and it doesn't matter who's president. So the place card for president is, it's kind of silly at this point because the Congress is so corrupt. You know, we have Congressman Stewart down here and 10 years worth of nothing. He's done nothing for you. Absolutely nothing. And if anything, he's voted to harm you through voting for every NSA bill and everything else. We don't have a Congress that are good people in Congress. And we have a lot of placating, and we have a lot of just kind of horrible, horrible records. And they'll vote any way the rhinos tell them to vote. And so, and even supporting Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is so disgusting to me, but they support him. And it's evident and it's horrifying. But they do, because it's all a little cabal. So we didn't get a lot. We got some little things, but we didn't get big freedom, big liberty items returned to us. We didn't stop anything. We didn't stop Obamacare. We didn't get a wall. There was nothing but go get the shot and locking down our country, allowing that to happen. So much going on, right? So much going on under those 4 years. So you can't ignore all that. You have to take a look at it. And so now we have the big arrest that's impending, still impending, right? Still gonna happen. Do you guys feel like it's going to? I'm so curious. 888-673-1450. I'm so curious about this. You should see the headlines right now. Trump indictment tomorrow, surrender next week. Now it's shifted, right, from today. Unprecedented moment in American history. NYPD, all hands on deck. Capitol Police surrounding the Capitol. Nothing's going on. They've even admitted it. There's not one single thing happening. But they're prepared, and they want you to know it, and they're all out there. So prepare for all the feds to be dressed up as American citizens that are concerned, to be right there and present, all paid to do their acting job. Rand Paul, the New York DA, should be put in jail. That's the truth. He should be. He's a total criminal. The GOP has his back. How arrests could unfold. So they're giving us articles about how it could happen. This is a slow news day today. Old affidavit could undercut defense. Fixer Cohen ready for star turn against old boss. They're going to pull him out again. Roll him onto stage as part of the circus theatrics. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
I think that the Democrats are terribly disappointed that the right is not rising up in wrath over all of this.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. They are. I mean, all of us know this is a joke.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They really, really want us to rise up in wrath. And that's why I think they're delaying it.
Yes.
They're trying to get people whipped up so they'll do something so they can say, see, they're violent.
Yep, and people aren't doing it. They're not having it.
They're not having it. They learned their lesson from January 6th. These guys can't be trusted.
Yep. Thank you. I really appreciate the call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling about the parents. We got a governor coming down here, and I'm just telling the parents that they need to pull their kids out the day he's down here, or I have to go to school, but he's going to just teach him everything that's left-wing liberal. Anyway, so
he's in our schools today?
He's not going to teach about family values. I can tell you that right now.
Yep. Yep. He's in our schools today? Is that true?
No, next month he's coming down here. Next month they're talking to school.
Next month. Okay, yeah, get your kids out of school when he comes. You don't want him anywhere near your kids.
There you go. You want to listen to him all, because he's not going to teach him anything that's right. You're going to teach him everything that's wrong. So just a word to the parents next month.
Thank you. Really appreciate you giving us a heads up. So Spencer Cox is coming down to... I don't know why he likes to hover around the schools. That's for sure. He likes to come and think that he needs to come and teach our youth. I can't imagine anybody worse teaching your youth than Spencer Cox and his pronouns. I would take my kids out of school if they were in school for that time when that he was down here presenting. I really would. Hi, caller. That's a big warning to parents. The governor's coming to present stuff to your kids and talk to your kids. Don't let him do it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Shiny, sexy misdirection.
Yep.
We've done this before with the beret girl Lewinsky.
Uh huh. Yep.
In the Clintons.
Yep.
Okay, that was all going on, and they were selling China.
Yep.
50 years of technology.
You're exactly
China
right.
China Joe is probably selling them 30 right now.
You're exactly right. Yep. Yep. I'm with you.
I am so with you.
Thanks. Everything's always a misdirection. It's look over here so we can be doing stuff over there. What do you guys think of the whole impending Trump thing? I know there's people, good-hearted people out there saying that if we have to protest in this country, I actually think there are other better ways to do it. I think quiet protest, which is... get your kids out of school when these jokes like Governor Cox come down to try to get near your kids. There's something really wrong with him. He's at the schools like all the time thinking that he needs to be in the classroom all the time with the youth. And he's so gross that I would not have him anywhere near my youth. But there's something really strange about that whole thing. I'll take a call. Sure. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I couldn't care less if they throw him in jail.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he deserves to be in jail.
Because you
look at the lockdown. I got a friend that in our major city up here, she manages two commercial high-rises.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only 40% of each one rented right now, which means they lost 60%
mm-hmm.
of their revenue from pre-COVID.
Uh-huh.
And they aren't the only ones. That's normal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yep.
I mean, let's say it was true, self-destructing and destroying everything because you got scared you might get a cold is a stupid thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thanks. Appreciate the call. I appreciate the call. I've got to go to a break quick, but... there's lots of ways to protest and not do it the way they want you to. They want you to protest in a certain way right now. So I'm not talking about backing down. I'm just doing it in quieter ways. When Harold was on, what did he talk about? They walked around the churches quietly. It didn't have anything to do with the Capitol. It had everything to do with the people picking spots that were very neutral, in which they showed the power of the volume of people walking around the churches. And the government, for the optics' sakes, could not gun them down. It was too many people. There was too many people. That would have been bad for optics for the government. And I'm talking about getting your kids out of school. I'm talking about, and I mean permanently, I'm talking about all kinds of things that you can do where you don't buy into all of this drama, the circus, the actors all the time. Be right back. Kate Daly.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Garage doors only. That's the place. Go get your garage door from them. You'll love them. And they do commercial and residential, have all the best brands, and we'll put it in and do the job right. They're so good. I have not had one issue with my garage doors. They've just been amazing. We love them. So we thank Garage Doors Only for sure. Oh, I can't stop yawning today. It's raining here. It's all, I just got a drought update from the state people. Michael Sanchez. Is this guy the stupidest guy that ever walked the face of the earth? Anyways, here's our latest drought update, and all the whole entire memo is all about runoff and how much water we're getting. They still have it entitled drought update. I don't know why we must have to live amongst these people, but they're just an embarrassment. They're trying so hard. They're trying so hard to keep up the drought narrative. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how Michelle Randall does it, the mayor. Ugh. I don't know how the commissioners do. I don't know how they all do it. I don't know how you sleep at night. I don't know how Zach Renstrom and the Water County Commission sleeps at night. I'm not sure. But they got to keep up the drought narrative. Right? If you can look out your window today down here in southern Utah, you're not seeing a drought, and you haven't. But it's truly amazing. Don't look at what's in front of your face. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm calling in about your question to us. Mm-hmm. First of all, I really want to compliment you on your segment yesterday where you talked about it is theater.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. And how many other talk show radio hosts, Republicans and conservatives, are telling you that? Almost nobody.
They're not. They're saying that he's the victim and that this is all a victimized event. And they're not. They won't say that. They won't say theater.
And to understand the dynamics is people are so ignorant of freedom and don't support it because they're ignorant and don't value it. So they look at who the bad guy doesn't like. And, the bad guy doesn't like him, he's got to be good. There is absolutely zero logic in that. Just because bad guys hate someone doesn't mean the guy they're hating is bad, is good. And that's that's a tactic that they're getting more mileage out of than any other attack somebody. And then the bad guys are attacking them. And the only problem is your assessment is accurate. Sometimes you come up a little bit short on following your own assessment.
Well, we might disagree on some
Russia,
things, Mark.
Russia and Ukraine, they are both bad guys. Mm-hmm. Biden, Obama, and Trump, they're all bad guys. You just look at freedom and mm-hmm. see where they're taking it. You know, those things you were criticizing by Congress, they were in his bills. He proposed them. Mm-hmm. You know, the USMCA, the more socialism even before COVID-19 than any president, increase in socialism since FDR. And he was being, his administration
being run
by communists.
Why does Russia have to be the bad guy, Mark?
You know, they're...
Why does Russia? No, wait. Why does Russia have to be a bad guy? Why can't it just be Russia? I don't want
to
live there. But why can't it just be Russia?
It's because they are. You don't know the history of the Soviet Union.
We just disagree.
And I'll give you books to read and so forth.
I have read books.
You know, Joe Scalzo was trying to tell you about that. Never thought. And this fellow Putin, he's a dictator. Mm-hmm. He can do anything he wants in that country. Mm-hmm. He is the most evil thing that's walking the earth.
I don't agree with you.
Not only did he murder a huge number of people, he loves torturing people. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's been carrying out the water for the New World Order tribe forever. Mm-hmm. You know, they're working on the regional governments with not only China, but, you know, Eurasia. Mm-hmm. He's just as evil as the day is long. So this is how they work it. They don't tell you about that side of it. They tell you about conservatives tell you about the Ukraine side is corrupt. Yeah. Both sides. And this is what's really important. If there's any kind of adversarial relationship today in the world, especially in America, you can almost guarantee both sides are controlled. Because if Russia wasn't controlled, they wouldn't want to have this adversarial relationship because they don't know how it's going to turn out.
So let me take you off the air. This is where I disagree with Mark. I do think they're being used. But I actually think Russia wants to just deal with Russia. And I do know that they are part of the World Bank. That happened when when George Soros and Senior Bush took apart Russia and got it for pennies on the dollar and built their fortunes. And I'm talking fortunes. That's when Soros made the bulk of his money. They got Yeltsin drunk. It was a CIA takeover, and It wasn't the fall of communism. It didn't just fall. And so then Russia became part of the World Bank. I think Russia's playing a role. And this is why they're always the adversary. They're always painted as the bad guy in the press, because you have to have a bad guy in order to take away freedom here. When was the last time Russia did something to our country? If they're so evil, when did they come over to our country? Besides, I'm not talking about the communism infiltration over the last 120 years of the globalist communists. I'm talking about Russia as a country. Did they attack us? Have they come over to do something to us? Have they tried to take away our freedom over here? Have they? Has there been an instance that I was not aware of in history where they have actually come over here to do something, to stake a claim? No. But they're the constant threat, 24/7, the constant threat. Just the threat of Russia. They even used Russia during the Trump years as the person who, you know, as colluding with Trump. And that was all BS. That none of that was truthful. That was all a lie. That was the theatrics of the presidency of going after Trump so they could solidify the position on Trump. I think the one thing that people don't know, and that I don't know, is whether or not how willing Trump is to be a participant in all of this. They put him in as president because they thought they could get some mileage out of him, and they did. He got all their money from them, okay, for his hotels. So he was in bed with them. All of the people that run this world, he was in bed with them, as far as that goes, money-wise. So they knew they could get something from him. They thought they could lean on him a lot. They thought they could do a lot. And the only part of the puzzle that's hard to know is somebody's intentions. So after the presidency, he's still saying the shots. He's talking about freedom cities. That doesn't look good. That doesn't look good to show intentions that maybe he was reluctant to go along if he's still pressing these things. But I don't know that piece of it. I don't know how willing or how reluctant somebody is to go along. The fact is they still go along. Otherwise, you'd be saying, I know before he ran for president, he was anti-vaccine. So why he became pro-vaccine, I don't know. Maybe he's doing it because he thinks that he'll get to his base because his base is so brainwashed. I don't know. But I think this is more complicated than it's the bad guy. There's more to it than that. And clearly, Russia's always been used as the vehicle that's coming, used as the vehicle that's about to approach. In December, for Pete's sakes, they had headlines saying they were arming all their nukes to come after us. Did it happen? No. No. Did they say anything when they were being accused of colluding, the whole Russia narrative that Congress, that Pelosi drug out and tried to do? It was all theater while other stuff was going on. That is true. And the fact is they didn't do anything about it. Just like China didn't do anything about the fact that we blamed them for Fluvid. Not a thing. No retaliation. No nothing. It's just we constantly have the what we classify as the bad guy. I think things were much worse under Stalin. I think things in Russia were much worse under those regimes. And we could have a whole show about those regimes, because those whole things were instigated by the Rothschilds. Stalin as a leader, all these people as leaders, they were all a product of manipulation to be and play that part. And they were willing to do it. And they were willing to kill a lot of people. But when we're talking about Russia today and the way that they're painted in the press with the Ukraine war, I'm just hard pressed to find the actual war that's going on. We get to hear about it 24/7, no doubt. The other countries around the Ukraine, not a peep out of them. Don't you find that a little odd? I think this whole thing is being used. It's being used to launder money, and I think that they have Putin on the hook because of the fact that he's part of the World Bank. And at some point, I know a lot of people think, you know, in Revelations that it'll be the Chinese and Russia that come try to invade. Could be just the UN trying to invade. I know that there's a lot about that, and I've read a lot of prophecy, and Mark, I have read a lot of books, okay? I just don't agree. I don't agree with the premise. I think it's way more complicated. Just like those that run this country, it's way more complicated in groups and factions than it is all being of one purpose. I don't believe these people are... I think that yes, there's the one goal, but many would like to do it in different ways. So we disagree. And I can disagree. And that's how that works. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. You're live.
Hello?
You're live.
The last caller missed the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yep.
Those people, there's information out all over the place, and I tend to believe it because it's really backed up with a lot of detail. Mm-hmm. These were American-based people in the 1910s or whatever that were sent over there.
It was a
to
coup.
Kill the
it was a coup.
The Tsar.
Yeah, the Romanovs.
And turned it into the and they turned it into the United or what do you call it? I can't even
this
say.
This was the precursor.
USSR. United Soviet Socialist Republic. Russia was taken over by the socialists for what, 80 years?
It was a
and
coup.
It was a different government. They brutalized the Russian people.
Yep.
So I can't see the caller not seeing that Russia was not really the millennial Russia for about almost a century.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
No,
I mean, they're
I
back
know.
To being Russia. Putin may have played along in the beginning, but he's sure acting like a guy who infiltrated to learn about them.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's maybe going to do good for his country. I think there's room, plenty of room to give the guy a break at this point.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the call. The Bolsheviks, that was a coup. I talked about the trains bringing all of those so-called Bolsheviks into Russia to annihilate the Romanov family that ran Russia, right? They killed him off. There's so much to the Bolsheviks and who engineered the Bolsheviks. Precursor to World War II. There's just so much history that we never hear about. And to have Russia threat, oh, Russia the enemy, Russia the enemy, Russia the enemy, they're coming to get us for 70 years, 80 years. Now, the globalists, the communists, I think those that work for Satan himself, infiltrated this country. That was what all the hearings were about in the 50s. And it was right. They did infiltrate. They tried to mock it and they tried to make it about Hollywood, but they actually really did infiltrate our government. Just like they did over in Russia. It just looked different during that time over here. And that we were right to call out the invasion of that think of those people, right? But at this point in the game, after 80 years of Russia's coming to get us any minute, and the whole talk, they're jealous of our freedom. No, they're not. We're not as free as people think we are. But it just is nauseating. I mean, I don't want to go live in Russia. I don't want Putin as my leader. I can't stand Biden as the fake president here. But I like this country. I don't want to live in Russia. And I don't put Putin on a pedestal. I just have an I don't care about Russia attitude. And I think Russia is consistently painted to get people to go all in on that's our enemy instead of the enemy being right here. Instead of the fact that we were couped in our nation for an election. It's easier to say Russia's the enemy. It's easier to say Russia's the bad guy that's going to come get us. When have they come to get us? Can you tell me that? Is there proof of that? There's no proof. So they live over there in their own country. Okay. And why over here do I have to have an opinion about Russia? Because I'm told to have an opinion about Russia so that I don't find the people in my own government to be my enemy. That's why. I mean, sometimes we have to kind of look at the fruit of what's going on, the outcome, the results, right? At some point, we have to have some common sense about it. Anyway, I will be right back with Dr. Carrie Madej, so you're not going to want to miss this. This will be great. And We'll be talking about sovereign citizen. I haven't had that discussion on the show, and so this will be great. So stay with me. You got to stay with me for this, and then Farmer Kirk at 4 o'clock. All right? Be right back.